lazy,
No, I don't want to tell this all this little tale, but grandfather had a dog so lazy. Tell this cat, now and then he'd get a piece of bread if you chunk it out in the yard. He just so lazy. And they quit feeding that dog. They quit chunking any bread or anything out in the yard. And one morning the pigs got in, they got up and run the pigs out, and Grandpa went to feeding them again. That dog always eat him, boy. Dog had got more too late to eat.
He did all right then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Before you, or while horses are feeding, what you used to call that sound that they kind of...
Pasta.
As they would be in the barn feeding.
Chewing.
Chewing?
Yes.
Do you ever call it
corn?
Wicker or knicker?
Oh, that.
In the old days?
They chewed the corn. And you would throw it in there on the ship. But people didn't like to feed horses that way. They'd rather shuck the corn until they get to the corn first. We had a lot of that way. They would shell the horse's corn. It's some of these that they ate.
Uh-huh.
See?
When they were eating, what did you call it? That sound.
Well, shell corn.
And the sound that the horses would make as they were eating.
Oh, yeah. You say, well, I hear them horses eating out there. They ain't quite good done eating yet. Scrub, scrub, scrub.
Did you ever call that whicker?
No, that wouldn't be quite quicker. If a horse goes to holler and you ain't coming at him quick enough.
I see. I see. While we're on that subject, how did you used to call the cows in? How did you used to do that?
Cows?
Uh-huh.
Well, if a cow got to want some teeth bad, and you had neglected it too long, you'd hear her say, That way she made her.
I see. And Suppose you wanted to call her in from the field, how would you do that?
Oh, well, if you had them trained to name them. They come out, Sarah, come on, Sarah, come on, and she'd come, Mary, Janie, they'd come right on to you.
And did you have any way to call all of them at once? Did you ever say co-boss?
Well, co-ain, that's calling cow.
Oh, how about pigs? How'd you call the pigs?
Piggy, that's called money.
Did you ever call them go-eat or goopy or?
Well, you might say it in a pettish way. Goopy.
And chickens, how'd you call chickens?
Chick. Just come, let's go. You can go out with a chicken, where you gonna feed chicken and go beating on a few stand there some.
I see. And you ever call them biddies or?
Well, the little ones was called biddies.
Biddies.
Them little fellas that just had fellas on, All right. I went in. I had about 1,500 biddies. And there's a dog out there eating them just like corn. I got so mad I killed that dog and carried him down and threw him over the fence. And I raised in about 12, 15 bits I would have had. The dog would eat a male one on one day.
Right.
But when I saw him eating my little pretty bitties, I killed that boy.
Get rid of him for good, huh?
That's right.
What do you call a chicken bone that looks like this?
Pulling bone.
And the second growth of hay or clover, how would you, the farm, how would you call it?
Well, now if you're going to have a pasture, you go out there and cut the first grade of hay grass, they get by that high. Then you could cut it and rake it up and feed your cattle.